You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. If we heard the Monday blues yesterday, today the Lal Street took to a Tuesday tango. What a turnaround we saw on the Lal Street. And in the middle of all of this, what are investors and analysts saying? What are the 9 stocks you should be keeping a close eye on so that you can buy them during this time? This and more is what I bring to you on this edition of an evening walk down the Lal Street. I am your tour guide for the evening. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, what a turnaround we witnessed on Dalal Street as the Sensex recouped losses and closed higher by over 200 points, while Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,650 levels today on Tuesday. What was the final tally on Dalal Street? The S&P BSE Sensex ended 238 points higher at 38,939, while the Nifty 50 closed 67 points higher at 11,671. The market breadth was weak but favoured by buyers. IT, realty, auto, banks, as well as metal sectors witnessed sharp buying, while profit booking was seen in telecom and consumer durable stocks. In terms of technical charts, time and again, 11,550 to 11,500 have acted as a crucial support for the index, which is also close to its 13 days exponential moving average. This is the fourth time when the index bounced back after retesting this crucial support in the last 8 trading sessions. Technical experts are of the view that as long as Nifty holds above 11,500, there is a high possibility of the index climbing towards 12,000 levels soon. If Nifty fails to sustain above the 11,700 levels in the next session, then one can expect another negative session. But investors are advised to stay with top companies across various sectors to achieve the goal of diversification, as volatility could increase. Ashish Chaturmohta, head of technical and derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management, told Money Control, and I quote, "Maximum put writing was seen around 11,500, which acted as a crucial support for the index in the last 3 to 4 trading sessions when there was nervousness. Keeping everything in mind, the broader trend is still intact. If you're able to hold on to 11,500, the momentum should take Nifty towards the 12,000 to 12,100 zone. In terms of specific stocks and sectors, we like financials. Among financials, we like private sector banks such as Axis, ICICI Bank, RBL Bank, DCB Bank, where the trend is promising. In the NBFC space, we like HDFC Limited, LIC Housing and Chola, which are our top bets," unquote. In the agrochemical space, Chaturmohta likes UPL. In the specialty chemical space, top bets include Vinati Organics, which is showing traction. So just to give you a quick recap of what he said, the names of those 9 stocks that Ashish Chaturmohta says are their favorites at Sanctum Wealth are Axis, ICICI Bank, RBL Bank, DCB Bank, HDFC Limited, LIC Housing, Chola, UPL and Vinati Organics. Of course, all that and more is going to be in an exclusive interview that Ashish Chaturmohta gave to our own Kshitij Anand, which is going to be at the end of this podcast, so do stick around for that. Now, which stocks made some news today on the Lal Street? The earnings season began on a good note, with Delta Corp reporting a 25% increase in its bottom line for the current quarter compared to the previous year, but shares closed in the red, down by about 1%. India Bulls Housing Finance declined more than 3% after a media report said Gehlot will exit realty business for focusing on financial services business. Shares of Usha Martin fell 8% on the back of reports that Tata Steel will take over the company's Jamshedpur steel plant. First Source Solutions gained more than 5% after billionaire investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, namesake, otherwise absolutely no connection man, increased his stake in the company from 2.89% to 3.26%. I did say he was a billionaire, and me, I'm a thousandaire. Proud. Adani Enterprises rose 3% after inching closer to opening a thermal coal mine in the Australian state of Queensland after Australia's environment minister approved a groundwater management plan. Shares of Ashok Leyland surged nearly 5% after it unveiled plans to scale up its global operations by setting up more assembly plants overseas, including in the CIS, that is the Commonwealth of Independent States region, and African countries. So, Delta Corp, India Bulls Housing Finance, Usha Martin, First Source Solutions, Adani Enterprises and Ashok Leyland made some noise today on the Lal Street. Finally, Chalo Yaar, a proud thousandaire will take you on a sair of the world. Let's find out what's been happening in the markets across the world. European markets are open and they've been trading higher despite a new tariff threat from the United States government. Asian markets ended higher today as well, with Shanghai Composite ending marginally lower at 3,239.66, while South Korea's Kospi gained 0.13% to close at 2,213.56. Hang Seng of Hong Kong was up 0.17% to close at 30,157.49, and Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 0.19% to close at 21,802.59. Well, as promised earlier, Ashish Chaturmohta of Sanctum Wealth Management spoke to our own Kshitij Anand, and this is what he had to say about the recent trends on Dalal Street and how the day looked on D Street.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand, and today I have with me Ashish Chaturmohta, Head of Technical and Derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management. Well, welcome to the podcast, Ashish.
Hi, Kshitij. Yes.
Well, Ashish, what a turnaround seen on D Street. You know, it looks like bulls managed to take control. But do you think the rally will continue? And is it a buy on dips or a sell on rallies kind of a market ahead of election results?
So, Kshitij, if you look at, you know, the broadly, we have seen a very strong rally in last couple of few weeks, from almost 10,600 to by hitting an all-time high zone till around 11,760. Now, after that, we saw some consolidation for 4-5 trading sessions, but despite that, we managed to hold about 11,500 levels. And if you look at this series, you know, your maximum put writing was seen around 11,500. So that was a good, make or break kind of level, and which we somehow managed to sustain in last 3-4 trading sessions when there was some kind of, you know, profit booking or nervousness being seen. But from there, we have seen a very good recovery. So Nifty made a low somewhere around 11,550. Mm-hmm. And from there, we saw a good recovery of almost 120 points. So I think keeping this all in mind, I think the broader trend is still very promising. And still we don't see a break below 11,500. I think we are heading towards 12,000 to 12,100 zone. And as far as election volatility is concerned, what we are witnessing is that India VIX is rising, so that is creating the option premiums quite expensive. But as far as trend is concerned, till we are above 11,500, I think the broader trend is positive and indicating towards 12,200 as an upside target.
Well, good to know that the trend is still on the upside. Point I want to highlight is that investors should put their money ahead of the big event. You know, any sector or stocks which are looking attractive?
So, Kshitij, if you look at, banking and financials contribute the most to the Nifty index. And I think if you look at most of these names, let it be HDFC, HDFC Bank, or, private sector banks like ICICI, Axis, or IndusInd, and even the housing finance companies, they are showing a very strong momentum. And if you look at most of these private sector banks are either trading at a 2-week high or an all-time high zone. So after some consolidation, I think there is a good amount of, positivity which we are witnessing in these stocks. So I think if I have to take a bet, I think private sector banks, names like Axis, ICICI, RBL Bank, DCB Bank, these are the few names where I think structurally the trend is very promising. Even in the financials, NBFC basket, I think names like HDFC Limited, LIC Housing Finance, L&T Financial Holdings, Chola Mandalam, this would be top bet within the NBFC basket. And apart from that, I think in the agrochemical theme, we like names like UPL, which is hovering around its all-time high and showing a lot of, long build-up even in last couple of few trading sessions. Mm-hmm. In the specialty chemicals, names like Vinati Organics is showing a good traction. So I think a couple of, diversified names which we are liking from different sectors where the trend is looking very promising.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time, Ashish.
Sure.
Well, thanks, Ashish and Kshitij, for that. That was everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street today. But the podcast today haven't ended. We spoke about social media and the increasing role that social media and messaging platforms have assumed for themselves in the Indian elections. It is a very interesting match, a hellish match made in heaven is how I chose to call it in the podcast. So do listen to that. In addition to that, we'll be looking at the key takeaways from the BJP manifesto that was released yesterday. We'll also be taking a look at something that requires much more attention than it is being given already. How is it that in India, the term clean politician has become such an oxymoron? How is it that every third member in India's parliament and state assemblies has a criminal case pending against them? That is a third. What fuels the rise and the sustained reign of these criminal politicians, and what is this nexus between politics and criminality, and how has it been allowed to sustain and thrive? Now, this is what we're going to be tackling in another podcast, which we like to call Aaj Ka Gunda Raj. chart, which will also drop later in the evening. So do please let us know what you think of those podcasts. You can always do that on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.